spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Troy James ran out of gas. Oh, you ever had that happen? That sucks.
Never had it happen, but I'm always terrified because I really let it go to the last
minute. Do you push it?
Oh. Like, my car tells me you have so many miles left till you run out of gas, and mine will say, like, 0 miles left till you run out of gas, and I'll still drive on it.
I can make it home. Yeah. Okay, well, I've run out of gas, but I never did what this guy Troy did. He ran out of gas on a highway in South Dakota around 4 o'clock. When a cop showed up, he noticed Troy was acting strange. It's not clear if he was drunk or on something or what, but Troy also had a weapon, so that's kind of dangerous. The cop tried to take him into custody, but Troy managed to somehow push the cop out of his squad car. And then he stole it.
What?
Yeah.
I'm shocked at that.
He took off, left the cop on the side of the road, and wouldn't stop when another cop turned on his lights and tried to pull him over. So he ended up on a high-speed chase, but luckily the whole thing finally ended when he ran out of gas again. But they drove for 140 miles.
No way.
I would get bored after 20 miles. I'm like, okay, I turned myself in.
That's incredible that he didn't even have to go pee.
Well, he might have. I don't have that information. I would check the squad car. A 22-year-old guy named Justin got pulled over in Florida on a Friday for blowing a stop sign. You got to come to a complete stop with those. You can't roll through them.
I always roll.
I know. You're going to get busted.
Don't blow a stop sign.
We're going to bail you out one day. You're like, guys, I got pulled over again.
I'm in jail.
They wouldn't give me a break. The cop found Justin, actually, besides breaking the law there, had a suspended license and no insurance. So he was arrested for driving with a suspended license because you know that, right? You got to keep your stuff current because they can arrest you right there on the spot. That's nothing to play with right there. I had a friend that had a suspended license and they didn't get it fixed.
Yeah.
Boom, right there, they arrested him.
Ooh.
That would kind of suck. Well, when he was arrested, he told the police officers, as the cop was putting him in the back of the car, Justin said, quote, "That's the last time I listened to Wikipedia about driving. It said I would just get a ticket if I got pulled over."
What?
Apparently, he probably checked, what could happen if you have a suspended license, and he just trusted what somebody put on Wikipedia.
That sounds more like Yahoo Answers as opposed to Wikipedia, though.
Did you ever use Yahoo Answers? Because sometimes I'll Google stuff, just a question I have, and that's the only results I get, and I'm like, ooh, this is good. Oh, wait, this is from 2009.
Yeah, all the time.
I need newer, within the past 3 years. He's going to be in court in 2 weeks for a hearing. I don't know if that Wikipedia defense is going to work or not. And your final Dummy of the Day story today got me thinking about producer MYK. A 37-year-old woman named Kristen and her 25-year-old boyfriend George were having a good time under a blanket in public in Florida last week. And that's not the part I thought about you.
I was like, that's a little weird.
No.
I'm your coworker, bro.
No, not like that. I'm just saying, we'll get to it. Trust me on this one. When someone saw them and then ended up calling the cops, when the officers got there, Kristen warned him not to arrest them because, quote, "I am part of the Illuminati and Freemasons."
Oh, don't mess with them.
You have no authority, and I don't have to leave.
Yikes.
She also said she was, quote, "a famous musician talent," end quote. Well, the thing is, she's not. She's actually just a little crazy. As for the Illuminati part, I don't know. Do we know? Do we really know who's in the
Illuminati?
We don't really
know. Yeah, she really could have been telling the truth about that.
Maybe maybe her and the dude were just getting Illuminati.
Ooh, very nutty. The cop wound up arresting both of them for disorderly conduct. And as far as we know, nothing's happened to him yet, so.
Might have been the initiation process, for all we know.
Is that how you get in there?
I don't even know what to say. That's a weird-ass initiation process. I don't even want to tell you guys how I got the job on this show. It was really weird. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.